Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The number of arrests of pro-democracy advocates under the new security law and other regulations in Hong Kong continues to grow. With each new arrest, the Chinese Communist Party is further dismantling the autonomy of Hong Kong and eviscerating respect for human rights. Most recently, authorities arrested 8 pan-democratic politicians in Hong Kong, including 5 sitting members of the Legislative Council. According to police, they were taken into custody as part of an investigation into a contentious May 8th meeting regarding who should control a key committee in the legislature. The arrest of these lawmakers 6 months after the incident in question is a clear abuse of law enforcement for political purposes, declared Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a statement. The Hong Kong government's harassment and intimidation of pro-democracy representatives and attempts to stifle dissent are stark examples of its ongoing complicity with the authoritarian Chinese Communist Party. On October 23rd, 3 members of a former student group advocating independence for Hong Kong were arrested under the national security law on suspicion of publishing content inciting secession on social media platforms. The 3 include former student leader Tony Chung and former members William Chan and Yanni Ho. The United States strongly condemns their arrest and detention and calls on Hong Kong authorities to release those that remain detained immediately. The People's Republic of China has violated its international obligations under the 1984 Sino-British Joint Declaration. While the Chinese Communist Party and its Hong Kong proxies crushed the promised autonomy of Hong Kong and erode Hong Kong's respect for human rights, including the rights to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. The United States stands with the people of Hong Kong.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Thank you.